Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 9th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name's William Downey, I'm 36, and I'm from Cardiff.
And how are you doing today?
I've kind of gone from being excited to being a bit scared to being excited to being very, very hot now. So, yeah, it's like 20 past nine now, so yeah, it's a bit scary really, I think.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
It was on the internet, and I saw something about it, and because it was Anthony Gormley, who I really like, and when I was living in London a few years ago, I'd seen some of the plinths. A guy called Quinn, I think. He did The Pregnant Woman. And then there was one before that, which was kind of like The Tree from Sleepy Hollow. That was pretty good. So I'd kind of known about it, and then when Anthony Gormley said he just wanted people to go up there, I thought that'd be a good idea. And so I volunteered, and then I won a spot, and then thought, you know, this is a good thing. And I've still been doubting it all the way, really. But here I am.
So what are you planning on doing with your hour?
After watching it on the internet for a while, it's just like how people can kind of like sustain interest or do something for an hour. And I'm going to make something, so that should take up quite a bit of time. And so I've got some clay stuff, and I'm going to do little sculpture, probably just of the plinth and a little me on it.
And how are you planning on making this?
I've got some Milliput, which is a two-part clay thing that you buy from any old model shop. And yeah, you mix it together, and then it goes off, I don't know, in about 2 hours or something, so you've got time just to do your thing, and then it sets naturally.
And are you an artist?
No. I was trained in model making at college, but yes, that's how I know all about Milliput. It's the model maker's best friend.
And is this something that you do often?
No, I haven't made anything for years now. No, not like a sculpture thing. No.
And what are you hoping to get out of today?
I just kind of like to see the thing. I know Anthony Gormley's work because I was working at the Hayward Gallery when he was doing Field for the British Isles, and I was guarding that, and the reaction of people of that was just the best thing on any art thing I'd ever seen. And it's just, I mean, I'm not obviously going to get that kind of like, oh my goodness, kind of reaction, but just side, you know, a good reaction, and, you know, positive, and hopefully people will go away and, I don't know, want to make something.
And so you have worked in the arts a little bit?
A little bit, yeah, guarding it, yeah, at the Tate, the Royal Academy, the Saatchi, the Hayward, Whitechapel, yeah.
And so kind of how far does your interest in the arts extend? Have you always been interested, or is it just you just started working?
I suppose I've just always been into art and being creative, and then did kind of go off to art school, then got a job in the art galleries, and that's kind of kept my interest going. I still like to go and see exhibitions, and yeah, I hope we get to get down to see the Mark Wallinger thing in Swansea soon, which was at Hayward, basically. The Russian Linesman, the show's called.
Yeah.
You've seen it?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Really great. So what's your kind of favourite thing that you've seen recently? What kind of art are you interested in?
Actually, I saw a good thing a few weeks ago at Barry Library, and it was a local artist, and it was just paintings of Cardiff and the local area from the 50s and 60s, but they were just really nice. I'd just never seen anything kind of done by a local artist before. And it kind of, some of them made Cardiff look like Paris in the 1920s, and it was just, that was good to see. This guy, what's his name? Charles Bird. He's good.
And you mentioned the fact that you went to art school?
Yeah, I was at art college in Leamington, and then I went to the Kent Institute of Art and Design down in Rochester.
And what did you specialise in?
I was doing model making down there, and aiming to get into special effects and things.
Okay.
And then while I was there, I kind of got into animation, and somehow passed.
And what kind of things did you used to make?
The animation was a 3D things. I mean, there's the various disciplines were architecture, product, special effects, animation, stuff for advertising. But there were a lot of people on the course who were just a lot better than me, really, and they were really into doing architectural models, and I wasn't really into that. I was into more just kind of loose stuff.
Okay. And is that, what do you actually do now?
I'm working at the University of Glamorgan, just doing a bit of admin at the minute. But that's their new building called the Atrium, which is in Cardiff, and it's all the Arts and Media Centre for Glamorgan.
And ultimately, what kind of do you want to go into?
I want to get into filmmaking. So I'm getting a friend to film a bit of this tonight, and hopefully I can work that into a short film.
So you're doing this admin short term at the moment?
No, I think at the moment with jobs and everything, it's kind of, there's not many things going around, and it's a good job, so just hang on to it for the minute.
And can I ask you a little bit about your background, where you were born, where you grew up?
Born in Worcester, lived in Worcester for the first 5 years of my life, then moved down to Somerset for 4 years, then moved back to the kind of family village, which is Studley in Warwickshire, and did high school and everything there, and then went off to Leamington College.
And you at the moment you're living in
Cardiff.
Okay. How long have you been there for?
About 3 years.
Okay. How do you find it?
It's a lot more relaxed than London. There's no attitude. People say hello to one another. It's kind of nice.
How do you find London?
I was here for about 9 years, and in the end it did my head in, and actually being back here today, it just sort of did my head in within a few minutes, really.
Just the attitudes of people?
There's a lot of attitude from the people who live here. There's just a lot of tourists who are just, I don't know. It's just this atmosphere on the street that's just not relaxed, really. It's just...
And what do you think this art project's brought to the city?
I don't know the impact is on London. I don't know how they've reacted to it, really. I think being here today, I mean, there's been crowds gathering, and I suppose it must have been a good thing for them, yeah.
And have you actually been following the project so far?
Yeah, I've been watching it on the web, and watching the live feed, watching other people and seeing what they've been up to and what sort of not to do, and
what do you think of the progression of the project since the beginning, if you've been watching it since then?
It's still the same kind of mix of people who are doing charity stuff. People who get up there and just sort of get on their mobile phone for an hour, and a few people just getting up there and saying, wouldn't it be nice if everyone was nice to one another and stuff. And then, you know, the random lunatic in his Borat mankini dancing around in the rain.
And how do you think, as an individual, you're going to add to the project?
Hopefully, I'm just going to open it out a bit to the actual people in the watching a bit more. I think, yeah, hopefully.
And are you wanting to engage with the public while you're on there?
I don't know, I've been thinking about that, whether to get wired up for the mic and whether I'm going to be talking to them. I don't know. Because I saw the woman earlier, the one who was pretending to be the Polish stripper, and she was just sat there talking with people. But I don't know, I was just thinking I'd just sit there and make my model.
It's quite hard to be heard by lots of people unless you're directly talking to one person, I think.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a loud hearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you don't. And what are your kind of hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
I don't know what my exact fear is, but I am very nervous now about it. But I don't know. It should be fine, but it's just something it just seems a bit nuts sometimes. I just think, what the hell am I doing? And
I mean, have you ever done anything of this kind of nature before?
Not really, no.
Performance-wise?
I've done a bit of extra work. So I crop up in a bit of Doctor Who. But that's as far as my kind of, yeah, acting in front of people goes. Or standing around in the background.
And would you say you're a bit of an exhibitionist, but you're quite an outgoing kind of person?
No, not really, no. I just kind of keep myself to myself, really, I think. And no, I don't want to say I'm an exhibitionist. Oh, what we're doing. Anyway, yes. What's the time?
So I was going to say, is there anybody coming to watch you today?
Yeah, there's a few people already down here. I mean, I've invited, well, told people that it's going to be happening, and hopefully some of my London friends will show up. But yeah, some of them are out there now. And yeah, hopefully more will turn up.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
My mate Russ, who was here earlier, he was actually going to go home and watch it because he wanted to watch me on the live stream. And then he actually rang me and said, no, he's coming back. He wanted to watch me here. I think, I mean, if some of my mates in Cardiff are watching it, then it could be interesting. But I don't know. I really don't know if anyone is actually going to tune in at all. I know. I don't know.
And, I mean, how are you actually feeling about your time up there?
I think it'd be really nice to get outside in the cool air right now. and yeah, I'm sure it's just going to fly by, really. And, yeah, I can have another drink soon.
Right. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so, no.